Nina Marnie, I asked a question all the Adelaide people should know the answer. All right, I'll say it again. Nina Marnie. Marnie I. So my name's Dominic Guerrera. I'm a Ngarrindjeri Kaurna person, which means I'm an Aboriginal First Nations person. And the land that you're on today is the land of the Kaurna people. And this particular spot that you're on, just over that road, was a men's site. And it was giant rocks. And these rocks were blown up by the early colonists. And these hills were dug out to gather the stones. And they took them to build the church down the road here and this fence that now surrounds Governor's House. So I wanted to acknowledge that. You're on a spot of story. And as a Kaurna person, I'm always a bit reluctant to welcome people to my country, but what I do want to welcome is our international guests, but also the stories that you're going to be bringing and sharing here today. And I'll just pass on to Ali.
And in my language, way, which means hello. So I was born on this country, but my family live from a long way away in the desert. We're very excited to have children here. And it's really important that you know that right across the big continent of Australia, Aboriginal people were the first storytellers, poets, theatre people, and we are both judging, and we're really excited to see what you bring today. Welcome.
Good afternoon, and thank you all. And I too want to acknowledge the Kaurna people and thank you for welcoming us. This is a very special program for me. I want to thank Ruth and Louise for making it possible and all of their teams who have done so much to welcome us and to make this such a special moment for all the student poets. I began this program when I was ambassador to Japan because I had seen students in New York City exchanging their poems virtually. And when I got to Japan as ambassador, I thought, well, we should be able to do that all across the world. And so we started in Japan, then Pungsan from Korea joined. Then we have a school in the Philippines and now in Australia. And I met Ruth when I was back in New York, and never dreamed that the two of us would end up in Australia. And so that was really, someone's watching over us to make all of this happen. But it's really special for me to be able to participate in this program, to listen. I've learned so much from the student poets from all the countries that participate, what they want for the future, how they can work across differences to solve problems. Because the problems that we're facing today cannot be solved by any one person or any one country alone. It's going to take people understanding each other, listening to each other, learning across differences, and working towards solutions. And so every time I listen to the students in this group, I feel good about the future. So I'm sure that the rest of the audience will feel the same way. And thank you all for coming. And I can't wait to hear your poems.
Hi, my name is Tony, and I'm from Bonnaroo High School in Sydney, here representing Australia in the International Poetry Competition.
Hello, my name is Hein Kim from Pungsan High School in South Korea.
Hi, my name is Jose Marquez from El Salvador, representing Marble Hill for International Studies in the United States of America, New York, the Bronx.
Welcome to the International Poetry Exchange Slam. We're excited to have each and every one of you here tonight, and it's amazing to see every one of your faces here, and we're so glad you could join us for this evening. Before we begin, I would like to say a massive thanks to the organizers of this amazing and spectacular event. Without them, we would not be here. I would also like to give a massive thanks to each and every one of you for hosting us and having us.
The Adelaide Writers' Week is such a special place for us to share our poetry. In this program, we craft poems around common themes. The prompts for these competitions were, where do you come from? What is your origin story? What are your instructions on living? What legacy do you hope to leave behind? What do you believe in? And what do you envision for the future?
We will be having three rounds of competition today to give you a small taste of what our poetry slam is like. Each country will get the chance to show you and showcase their best poems, and we will have three guest judges who will be scoring the poets on a scale of 1 through 10. Their names are Dominic Guerrera, Ali Colby Eckerman, and Claire Sawyer.
I'm sure we're all excited to listen to our wonderful young poets from all around the world. And before we begin the competition, I would like to go through of how this will work. Each poet will be awarded a score out of 10 based off on how well they've written their poems. But please remember, this is a team competition. So every group, country, and school will be awarded a point out of a total of 30. Based on the following criteria, which include figurative language, incredible body movement, and most important of all, their poems must resonate and connect well with the judges. And, sorry. The team with the highest amount of points will be awarded the 2024 Adelaide Writers Festival IPEP champion.
And now, and now we are ready to get started. We have a sacrificial god to start the competition. We drew numbers to choose this poet. Their scores won't count in the end, but it gets our judges warmed up. After the competition, we will have a short open mic with our IPEP poets while we tally the scores.
Wait.
And one last thing. So this is a poetry slam, so we want you to have fun.
When something is funny, laugh, clap, cheer, and if something touches your heart, remember to snap and let the poets know that you enjoy their poem. Also, one last thing, this is for the poets. Remember, introduce yourself with your name, your school, or your country, and most importantly, your poem's title.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Introduce the first round. In the first round, introduce the first round.
Oh. So now we are ready to meet our sacrificial god. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Annabelle. I'm from Bonnerick High School and I'm representing Australia. I will be the sacrificial goat. And this is my poem, Finding Eve. Sprouting forth right from the trees and apple blooms in the deepest gardens of Eden, Eve consumes. Orthodoxy establishes trust with temptation, spoiled Eve, punished eternally in star dust, do my eyes deceive? Blind faith shields the vision, Adam plagues the esophagus, flock like sheep, follow the herd, dearest lamb. There is no humanity in immortality, sin drives deep, the fullest capacity of life, this price has not come cheap. A long-term intimacy with suffering, to know the savior of happiness, abandon abstinence alongside adherence. The apple begs to be eaten, do it to achieve omnipotence. Be wary of the shepherd, expose your gaze, stray from your crowded flock, naked minds light ablaze, lest humanity turn to livestock. Be restless. Restless diligence is a parasite. Depart from your garden of Eden, though it seems to be of no reason. This is not the sought-after paradise, so take no comfort in the palms of God. Taste the bittersweet core of sin. Tell the serpent your doubts and fears, so when the swallow takes flight in spring, it will know the way to freedom by wing. So what will it be? Independence or asceticism? Two sides of the same dime. Rejection of pain is not optimism. Delve into the dimly lit avenues of your mind. Rebuff both, the wit goes blind. We are all Eve and we must bite the apple. We stray from our herds and we embrace the horrors. As rain falls and floods run, as fire tears and trees wither, an apple sapling calls, a serpent stores. A life free of sin is not a life at all. Bite the apple.
And now we are all ready to start the official Poetry Slam. So let's get into it.
Hello, I'm Jeffy.
And I'm Gianna.
And we're from Bonnyrigg High School, and we're representing Sydney, Australia.
We'll be presenting our poem titled Oil or Water. We hope you enjoy it.
Yeah. Scream, speak, shout, say something.
A future pleading for our thoughts furrows its brows.
As we reap what we plow, we leap into the now.
What, now? White withering flowers bloom from your rotting soil.
You pay it no mind.
Neither does your son when he digs up onions sickeningly green and contaminated.
He just ate.
And ate.
And ate.
And ate.
But now he sits in your grandfather's chair, eyes dry and unblinking, peeling that same onion until its core is bare.
For these are the years we'll tour our hearts and hands, the crumples of plastic that suffocate us, lungs compressed by cling wrap.
Each lie planting itself in snow for our greed to only grow from the seed which once was, now malnourished and unknowing.
Not known.
Not cared for.
Forgotten.
You say the people with the money make the world go round.
In nature's gift our lands abound, but what once was can never be again.
Cranberry wine spills from our flesh. No power can purify its murk.
With the drop of the final tree felled into our pockets.
Old habits die hard, leaving our descendants' mouth agape and jarred.
With each pill that fries under the razor blade rays of the sky, you begin to cry.
The chemicals irritate your eyes as the supply ebbs dry.
Does the life of the sky not run your thoughts goodbye?
Does the haze not phase or clear your cries?
Or do you, by intention, let it fly? The source runs its course. Do you not feel remorse?
I speak.
Or do you say you speak? When you shoot those sharpened words into a mirror of your own creation, where do they land?
I trace the words. You can only be the reader, never the writer, the fighter, the igniter.
The future is an abstract painting, not yet sure where the pigment lies in oil or water.
We must not sink beneath our anguish, but paddle on. Thank you.
Hello, good to see you all. And I'm Minju.
I'm Jimin.
And we're from Pungsan High School, located in the city named Andong in South Korea. And we love being here with you all in this beautiful and lovely city, Adelaide.
We're going to perform in Korean first and then in English. Please enjoy.
사람들은 0과 1의 수학으로 이루어진 너를 참 좋아할 것입니다. 친구들의 생일을 자고 까먹는 저와 달리 너는 모든 것을 기억할 수 있습니다. 언젠가 저를 떠나갈 강아지들과 달리 너는 늙고 없어질 육체라는 단점이 없습니다. 귀찮아서 제 방 청소를 미루는 저와 달리 너는 그 어떤 것도 귀찮아하지 않습니다. 중요한 것을 까먹고 늙고 지치는 몸을 가지고 있고 게으른 나는 완벽하지 않지만 모든 것을 기억하고 아프고 냄새나는 육체도 없고 모든 것을 빠르게 해결할 수 있는 너는 모두가 완벽하다고 할 것입니다.
완벽해지기 위한 내 노력이 무색하게 너는 항상 그리고 더 빠르게 나보다 완벽해질 것입니다. 하지만 나는 믿습니다. 나는 믿습니다. 나는 믿습니다. 우리가 완벽하지 않기 때문에 알 수 있는 가치들이 존재함을 나는 믿습니다. 나는 완벽하지 않기 때문에 제 생일을 축하해주는 친구들에게 고마움을 표할 수 있고 제 강아지들과 보내는 시간들을 소중히 여길 수 있고 어제도 내일도 아닌 바로 지금 이 순간을 우리는 느낄 수 있습니다. 우리는 완벽하지 않기 때문에 서로를 소중히 여기고 공감하고 감사함을 배울 수 있습니다. 우리는 서로를 진심으로 사랑할 수 있는 능력을 가지고 있습니다. 우리는 가득한 마음으로 서로를 안아주고
서로를 당연히 여기지 않고
서로의 존재에 고마워하고
서로에게 사랑을 표현할 수 있게
우리가 됩니다.
됩니다. Yeah, next time the English. The title is Imperfect Perfection. People will like you. The rise of artificial intelligence and calculative zeros and ones. Or like me, who keep forgetting my friend's birthday, you can remember everything. Or like the puppets that will limit someday, you won't get old or disappear forever. Or like me, who is lazy, who put up cleaning my desk and room, you don't bother to add emotion to anything. I'm not perfect. Since I'm lazy, I forget important things, and I might get old and tired someday. Though, since you can remember everything, get lots of things done quickly, and you don't have a body that's alive and a body that hurts, everyone will say only good words about you.
You will always become more and more perfect, and I will never be able to catch up to you. But I believe that there are values that I can hold and share because we're not perfect. Because we're not perfect, we can cherish the moment we share with my dogs, and we can thank the people around us. We can feel the moment right now completely. Since we're not perfect, we cherish each other and empathize with one another. We learn how to thank the people around us, and we love each other with all our hearts. We become who we are, our arms open and heart filled, when we don't take each other for granted.
Let us continue
to be thankful for each other's existence and
show love to each other. Thank you.
Gracias, and
hello, students from all over the world, and, huh? Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Hello, students from all over the world, and lovely guests who came here to listen to our poetry today. My name is Genesis, and I represent Marble Hill and the United States. My poem is called To the People in the Shadow. I hope you enjoy. The dreamers, the writers, those who could think for themselves and get held back by anxiety, those who could think outside the box but are far too superstitious to put their plans into action, and those who want to show off the feathers of their sexuality like a peacock but are forced to identify as straight. They all share one beautiful thing, the inner fire that's lit another color from orange. In the daring streets shines everyone's candle, bright against the night sky, wanting to make a name for themselves. Some are too afraid to stand alone, too anxious to be their own color, and way too dependent on luck for everything. And everyone wants to be part of a bonfire. Outstanding! But the rain humbles quickly, leaving you as charred sticks in a puddle of melted wax. But as the wax melts, those of us eccentric but brimming with color still survive, the warriors of this generation. Those who knew well not to join the bonfire and instead start their own. And those whose flame is lit a different color. To all of them out there, you illuminate the world with your uniqueness, my lovely candles. And to those distinct, lovable leaders who band together, fire a glimmering rainbow of love and pride and promises to never put one another out. You are the fighters that keep this world spinning round. So together, let's burn our brightest and show not only our community, but the planet. And not even just the planet, but the galaxy, so that we can extend our reach to the stars above and make them understand that candles don't only glow orange, but any color possible, my lovely people.
Please give it up for the people from round one and their beautiful poems. Come on. All right, now we'll be moving on to our second round of the poetry contest. Please welcome the poets from the second round, and please applaud for them too.
Hello, my name is Aileen Alcalá.
And my name is Farah Gutierrez.
We're representing Marble Hill High School from the USA.
And our poem is called Among Women.
Young lady, what are you wearing? My school uniform is a white t-shirt and a black skirt. But what's the point of wearing it if boys look under anyways?
Too short, too provocative, showing too much skin.
What I am and how I'm seen shouldn't depend on a piece of clothing that I wear.
This, funny enough, is the only way to get attention. But if my tears yield the reason for its appearance, and if my hands nervously pull down my skirt, and if my mind becomes insecure, not knowing about what to think or say, and if my body rejects any type of physical touch,
those signs are ignored. Those signs are not seen. He's getting too close to me and being too nice. But why would that matter? It's his word against mine. To be judged several times, but staying quiet because no difference will be made. It's better not to say and to stay afraid.
You need to look modest, Please sit straight. Appear feminine. Learn your ethics. Look pleasing and talk less.
You want me to be quiet so I hear everywhere you go?
You want me to be still so I'll move everywhere you
go? And if you want me to be feminine,
get used to seeing me act just like one of you. My voice has a higher pitch than yours, but it's the only one that's not being heard.
I'm a woman, not yet seen as a valuable being I am.
I'm a woman, free today because those in the past weren't.
I'm a woman, and if you ever forget it,
I'll be here to remind you
again. For those who love the silence, let me warn you about my shouting.
And for those who don't stay quiet, let me thank you for your strength.
Giving one step forward for those who come in the future.
And three steps back for those who reach theirs
for ours.
Hi, my name's Evie. I'm representing Aurora College and Taree High School. I'm representing Australia, and this is my poem, Stilliferous. Stilliferous. It was as if to run, and it was perfect. Those so young granted a gift, although unfit, bearing stars, unaware they grew wings. Below, heads raised to stare, jealous of what privilege brings. As new birds gain speed, old legs grow tired, falling, distance grow without impede, obstacles and disadvantage sprawling. Situation remains the same until the day the end was true. From sky to ground, birds came, their time above through. A searching few remained skyward, while once birds sat below to wait. For once birds' legs moved toward, united for both the wings they hate. Bitter, they didn't look to the sky, complain instead, eyes on ground. Never again a bird they did spy, belief for the better drowned. Dropping stars they once bore, Stilliferous, no more.
Hi, I'm Gide.
And I'm Cherry.
We're from Pungsan High School in Korea.
And I'm very happy to be in beautiful Adelaide today.
I'm glad to present this poem here in Adelaide Festival. Please enjoy our poem.
And our poem title is 길 위에서. 나는 항상 같은 길을 지나칩니다. 어제도, 오늘도, 내일도. 길을 걷다, 갑자기 생각에 잠깁니다. 이 거리를 화사하게 꾸며주던 벚꽃이 겨우 하루, 수줍게 고개를 내밀고 숨어버린 건 언제부터였을까요? 눈사람을 만들고 놀던 건너편 거리 골목길이 새하얗게 칠해지지 못한 건, 눈송이가 반짝이지 않은 건 언제부터였을까요? 스케이트를 타던 저 강은 계절도 모른 채 사시사철 흘러가며 매년 들려오던 철새들의 울음소리는 더 이상 들려오지 않고 거리를 바삐 돌아다니는 사람들의 겨울철 옷차림은 매년 얇아져 갑니다. 이러한 생각에 빠져든 이유를 떠올려 봅니다.
누군가 생각해 보길 권유했나?
아닙니다. 방금 광고 전단지에서 환경보호 캠페인을 봤던가?
그것도 아닙니다. 어젯밤 TV에서 환경운동가의 연설을 봤나?
더더욱 아닙니다. 모두 아닙니다.
누군가에 의해서가 아닙니다. 아마 나를 짓누르는 듯한 이 감정을 견딜 수 없었기 때문일 겁니다. 길을 걷다 문득 어릴 적 추억과 현재 풍경 사이에 괴리를 느꼈기 때문일 겁니다. 이제 막 20년을 채워가는 짧은 삶 사이의 변화를 보며 앞으로의 변화가 두려워졌기 때문일 겁니다. 내가 지나치기만 하는 사이 내가 다니던 길은 바뀌고 있습니다. 되돌릴 수도 없이, 걷잡을 수도 없이. 더 늦기 전에 길에 관심을 가지려 합니다. 무심히 지나치지 않고
이곳저곳 신경 쓰며 어릴 적 추억을 지켜보려고 합니다. 합니다. And our English version title is On the Road. I always pass by the same road yesterday, today, and tomorrow. As I walk, I suddenly get lost in thoughts. Cherry blossoms that used to brighten the street with love now only timidly reveal themselves for a day. When did it start hiding away? The alley on the other side where we used to build snowmen and play. When did it stop being painted white? Where are the sidewalks sparkling with snowflakes? The river where we used to skate now flows incessantly, oblivious to the seasons. The cries of immigrating birds that used to return every year no longer echo. The winter clothes of people bustling through the streets become thinner every year. I think about why I'm caught up in these thoughts.
Was it someone's suggestions to ponder?
No. Did I see an environmental campaign ad in a flyer just now?
Not that either. Did I watch a speech by an environmental activist on TV last night?
Not at all. None of the above.
It's not because of anyone. Perhaps it's because it's unbearable feeling when heavy inside my stomach. Because I feel the disparity between my memories of childhood and the present scenery. Because I fear the changes in my environment, changes I witnessed within the short span of my life. I'm not even 20 years old. While I passed by these roads were taken, I see how much they changed it. Forever. Before it's too late, I want to take more of an interest in the road. Not pass by it indifferently.
But pay attention here and there.
And protect
our memories of my childhood.
감사합니다.
Thank you. Thank you for listening.
Such great and amazing poems by our young poets. Before we begin round three, can I ask who here is enjoying the poems? Well, lucky for you, we have one more last round of poets. So please give a big round of applause for round three poets.
Hello, nice to meet you. I'm Hae-in Kim from Pungsan High School in South Korea.
And I'm Min-jae Kim. It's very nice to see you guys here, and I'm very glad to present our poem here. And our poem's title is 숨결, which means breathing. I hope you guys enjoy. And we'll do Korean first and we'll do in English. Thank you, enjoy. 숨결. 드넓은 대지 위에 일렁이는 바람. 빼곡히 열을 맞춰 자라는 나무. 일몰을 감싸는 태양. 일몰을 감싸는 태양. 설레임에 가득 차 피어난 꽃들. 영롱한 달빛 아래서 박자에 맞춰 춤을 추는 들풀. 바다의 찬란한 소리 아래 감싸고 있는 조개껍데기. 춤을 추듯 다가오는 파도. 백사장의 손을 맞잡고선 우리. 이곳 저곳에서 들려오는 바람소리, 노랫소리, 웃음소리. 언젠가부터 이러한 소리들은 우리 귓가에 맴돌면서 저 깊은 바다로 스며들어 저 먼 세상으로 더 멀리 깊이 멀어져 간다.
라디오 주파수를 타고 들려오는 그 소리는 들리지 않는 비명과 울음, 그리고 살려달라는 외침으로 우리에게 울려 퍼져 경고한다. 상처받은 이 땅을 치유하고 산들바람이 불고 파란 하늘이 펼쳐지는 그 품으로 거친 숨결을 들어보자. 밤하늘에 펼쳐진 황홀한 별들이 보이던 그 시절로 돌아가자. 우리에게 속삭이는 그 소리를 들어보자. 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 이 숨결을
언제까지 모른 척 방관하고 있을 텐가. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll do it in English now. Breathing. Throughout the expansive land, the wind ripples, and the trees grow abundantly, nurtured under the soft heat, and the hot sun embraces the sunset. Hot sun embraces the sunset, and the blossoming flowers filled with excitement, and the grasses dances under the luminous moonlight, and the seashells holding the resplendent sound of the sea. As if they're dancing under the same beat of the moonlight, the waves come rushing in. And we are holding hands in hand together on a white sandy beach. But since some times ago, the sound that lingered by my ears seeps into a deep ocean and scatters into a word far away and disappears, growing distant.
The sound that comes through the radio frequency echoes to us as a warning of unheard screams and cries and pleas for help that go unheard, warning us. Healing this wounded land with the mountain breeze blowing and the blue sky unfolding in its embrace is a priority.
Let's
hear the rough breath of the leaves and the water.
Let's
hear their whispers to us.
Let's
go back to the days we saw, the days we once knew.
Back to the days. How long are you going to sit and ignore the gasps and screams of our earth without knowing it?
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Suda.
I'm Liesl.
My name's Anthea.
And we're from Bonnerig representing Australia. Our poem today is titled A Hope for a Soul.
We hope you enjoy our poem.
I knew a girl, a mess of gorgeous chaos, sometimes in paintings and passions, sometimes in unhinged pieces, sometimes in poetry she can't paint. She was the kind of beauty that gave the artist their muse, for Dreamer was a poet and she was a poetry. A soul so radiant you could see her in every
painting,
piece, poem that ever mattered to you. But what was I without a cosmos of aurora and a most ardent marble? I have nature and art and poetry. I lived in song, screams, and silence. But what is eternal if not a girl who in poetry she cannot write? I knew a girl,
wandering the paths of those who came before me like a bower bird. I gathered the bits and pieces that I liked. I made myself different and strange and unique, as they say, because that is what they want you to be in some conventional kind of way. I'm just trying to be you. I trundle as I travel on the trails that I can, and I wonder, will I ever reach the far-off dreamyard lands that I dream about, rush about, scream about, that are just out of reach of what's right up ahead. I'm forced to feel like my dreams are all in my head, or that they're not on the path that my life says I'll take, forging a straight path instead in its linear wake. But I knew
a girl with a restless heart and eager soul. I seek to find what the future holds. Though it is something unpredictable, I must enter it being unequivocal. I crave for what is destined, like water to a flower, a motion for life. I wonder what strokes I'll plant down, bit by bit, to be framed and seen with others alike. I wonder maybe, just maybe, if I could be just like those who had the mindset of knowing what to do, or if I could be as enchanting yet chaotic as my life was set askew. Or possibly shine brightly despite the people that we knew.
We knew a girl.
A mess of gorgeous chaos.
We knew a girl. She wandered the paths of those who came before her.
We knew a girl.
With a restless heart and an eager soul.
We knew a girl. And she lives in us all.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Alexa Paulino. Today I'll be representing the United States with my school, Marble Hill School for International Studies. The title of my poem is Seminar of Love. My people, the never-ending learners, the moments of fulfillment from the woman I adore. Her hands are like whisked coffee yet to settle. Ripples of liquids and brown bubbles are her aged blemishes. Mi abuela crosses one finger over the other on my head. My diamond-plated braids begin to form. Each motion unmirrored to the previous, and I still always keep engraved in me the memory of her Herculean hands tugging my thoughts. It is no longer 2014 anymore. My mind and memory isn't as stable like her rough hands made me out to be. My pupils have been polished by reality. I still remember my elastic smile, any rare chance I could see her. The link between her hands to my hair embraced me mercilessly. This connection exclaimed powerful speeches to endure pain. My people speak at astronomical rates. While I am grounded on earth with a stutter, mi mami talks and brings about a transformation of cursive writing to speech. I believe I am the image of tectonic plates breaking, never split evenly on both halves, being La Americana and Dominican Lioness at the same time. A wave of uneasiness crashes down within me when I try to speak up, but all I see is envy when I look up to her, the root of my being breaking. I wish I could walk down any street and be met with the sight of 50 old acquaintances. The Spanish language is her playground. The parts speak fast, with pride as her swing set. I attempt to follow her wind of carefreeness, yet my hesitant being grounds me again. They are my people by blood, but I don't belong. The girl with the braids set loose looks in the mirror. My reflection used to bend for social acceptance. Now it stands still, with the sun levitating behind me, defining my being. My eyes, refined, aging, and anticipating the sight of a new lesson from my people, my people. Thank you.
This marks the end of round number three, thus concluding the official competition. As the judges are finalizing the tallies and the scores, please give the poets, everyone who presented, a round of applause for their hard work.
Lastly, I want to say thank you to all the iPad poets and the DreamYard Foundation, the festival director of Ruth McKenzie, and Miss Allen. And one final and special thank you to Ambassador Caroline Kennedy. Thank you.
Now we will be moving on to the open mic section of this event. We have poets who will come up here and present their poems, and we also have a special event or performance by IPEP poets who ended up working on a poem, and they made it from scratch this morning in our workshop. Please welcome them up to the stage.
One more round of applause, come on.
Everybody. My name is Adriana, and I'm from Marble Hill School. Today, I'm going to be representing the U.S., and I'm going to be sharing my poem called The Little Girl. On my phone, once again, I compare myself with models. Look at their skin, so perfect and clear, those beautiful eyes that show you the sky, and their charming smile that makes you want to fly. I ask myself, why don't I look like that? Why am I not perfect? And tears calm down my cheeks, and I remember that little girl. La Niña, full of joy, just happy to be her, playing with the sand, feeling the wind, and connecting with God. Just look at the sun, feel the warmth in your skin. Look at the blue sky and feel the rejoice in your heart. The girl that had no worries, she didn't care about her looks. She was happy without standards, and perfection wasn't a rule. She didn't need to know how to be a girl. She already was one. That girl, the one I was once, the one who loved others, loved nature, the blooming moonflower, the caring sun, but most importantly, herself. Now on me, wishing to be her, I want to be like her, feel what she felt. One more time, I want to feel the joy she felt about life and the love upon herself, happy without knowing. Oh, how I miss that little girl.
Hi, my name is Mariam Adam. I am from Bonnerig High School and I'll be representing Australia. The title of my poem is called Tip Your It. Tip Your It, a bit of phrase descended, drenched in the uttermost evil, consuming any speck of sanity that may lay within. And when, just when, a glint of light pulsates within our veins, it falls and drowns in the depths of our blood. It begins with racing minds and searching souls till every day begins to turn as bright as coal. As we enjoyably play this childhood game, life appears carefree and almost the same. Whether it's seeking those who run from us or chasing after our pleasing selves, we are left hopelessly stranded on these empty shelves. Leaning amidst life's edge, we fall into society's heart-wrenching pledge. Breaking horribly like a mirror, forcefully shattered, broken pieces left abandoned, disintegrated from the entity, it's unrecognizable. And now you're unable to see yourself anymore, right? Because conformity has you in this agonizing chokehold, a chokehold so firm, you feel the breaths gradually drain from inside. And you try to get away, but it hunts for you like bittersweet prey. It's in your ear whispering everything at once. She's obviously trying to get attention from those scars, but they don't know that you tried. You tried to look up at the stars even when they were consumed by cigars. Her clothes are so out of date, but they don't know that you took leftovers after your sick mother ate. But who are you to let them say where you belong anyway? So you can silently hide and lose any sense of pride, or you can open your eyes and turn around, run somewhere where you aren't lost, but instead found, and tell the world, I am not it.
I'm Siyun from Pungsan High School, South Korea. My poetry is about existentialism. The death in my poetry doesn't mean the real death. It means the death of one's own essence. So please enjoy.
Jinhoon 씨, 피로 물든 영혼의 전장. 그곳에서 나는 얼마나 많은 나를 죽여왔던가. 소리 없는 비명. 죽은 이도 죽인 이도 모두 그들의 목소리가 닳아 없어질 때까지 비명을 질렀다. 왜 나는 나를 죽여야만 했는가? 뒤늦은 물음에 답은 없는데. 살아남기 위해서라는 변명. 내 모든 지난 시간에는 살아남았다는 의미밖에 없고. 살기 위해 죽이는 모순. 나는 이 무의미한 세계를 위해 살아왔던가? 피 튀기는 학살의 현장. 내 영혼은 여기서 부서졌다. 죽어버린 영혼에도 심장은 요동치니 시체들이 질비한 세상 따위를 부셔버리자 다시금 살아있음을 증명토록 하자. 내 영혼은 혁명의 불길이 되고 여태껏 나를 죽여온 검끝을 이제는 세상으로 돌린다. 어둠 속에 내딛는 걸음과 희미하게 내비치는 미소. 제가 단 세계화 시대 그곳에서 나는 얼마나 많은 나를 지킬 것인가.
And now I'm gonna present in English. The Requiem. As I grow older, I build with dust. How does one move, leap, grow in a world? The battlefield of all souls was stained with blood. There, how many times have I died? Bootstraps on my tombstone. A silent scream from those who killed, from all those who were killed. They screamed until their voices were out. Why did I have to kill myself? There's no answer to this question that I asked myself later. An excuse to survive? All my past memories, all the past time, all it means to be alive. A contradiction that kills myself to live? Have I lived for this meaningless world? The scene of a bloody massacre. My soul was broken here. Let's destroy the world full of dead bodies. Let's prove our life again. Can you bring them back to life? A burning world. My soul becomes the flame of a revolution. And the tip of the soul that has killed me over and over again all this time. Now I turn and point it towards the world. My steps in the darkness linger, faint smile linger. The world and the times becomes ashes. There, how many times will I be able to protect myself? Thank you.
Hello, everybody. My name is Chloe. I come from Barrel High School and Aurora College, and I'm representing Australia. She tries to speak out, to use her words, usually littered with gold, to tell them of her torture. She tries to wrench herself from beneath the waves she finds herself so often swimming. Her mind so consumed, those waters so dark. Swirling thoughts creeping up her neck, clamping their hard fists down. A sea of stark, circling creatures lunging at her, scratching her like a cornered cat. She desperately falls for their attention. She frantically fights to get to the surface. But when they look, her words falter, tumbling back down to the pit in which she resides. And when she kicks, her legs so weak from carrying her in her desperate fight fail. She tried to tell them. She truly did. She swam so hard, mouth filling with water. But she stands so hard, mouth filling with water. She opens her mouth, eyes crowding with tears before it closes itself off. She closes itself off. Thank you. Thank you. I've got this. Yeah. This is very awkward. Hello. How are you guys doing today? Hope you're doing well. I'm very sorry. I'm not very good at remembering things. Thank you. Her mouth opens, eyes crowding with tears before it closes itself off. Her arm extends towards the light, so out of reach before she sinks, eyes closed. It's fine. Don't worry, she laughs. In the waters, she drowns.
Thank you for listening. Yeah. Oh. Poetry is me, the versions of me that I have disappeared that I want to remember. Is this not why we write poems?
Poetry. Poetry makes me realize my hidden truths. My hidden voice, my hidden truths spread wide and far. I can see myself and the world through my true eyes and through my true. True eyes and true colors.
My voices are hard to find because they rarely come out. But when I write the poem, the voices come to the surface and illuminate the true of me.
The bliss of opportunities as poetry is the key of it, like connecting to those who find a fit in between words.
Poetry connects the broken ties which gather the pieces. Which gather the parts and piece the mind, together whole in a bind, pen to paper, perspective to mind.
Poetry is vulnerability, my heart and skin bare, growth, the fierceness of my soul and the texture of my hair for all to see.
My words are jumping and dancing around, wind and smile in the silhouettes, and I let my heart speak more louder than me.
We bask in each other's joy, faltering when we hear of pain. Poetry will bring us together, but it can also take us away.
When I write poetry, I spill the junkyard of racing thoughts into a blank page. I start anew with a mind fresher than fruit.
Poetry isn't just for myself. Poetry is for all.
Poetry is feeling, the expression of our greatest ideas and deepest thoughts. Poetry is admired, but not always revealed. Some poems remain unshared, unearthed, unspoken. My poetry shall always be mine.
Thank you for listening.
Please give one big final applause for everyone who presented tonight. Now I'm sure the judges have finished tallying their marks, am I correct? Are you guys finished tallying your marks? I'd like to invite Ambassador Caroline Kennedy up onto the stage, along with the three judges, to present the award for the best poets.
Before we announce the results, I want to say thank you to the team from the U.S. Embassy who worked so hard to make all this possible, and also to the teachers who have come to supervise the students, work 24 hours a day to make sure everybody's having a good time, and help create all these amazing works. Ellen and Athena and Wanda and Kim from New York, Brendan, and Ms. Foster from Bonnie Rigg, and Sandra, and Yoon-hee from, and Tim Olson, who's been doing this forever and ever and ever. So thank you all for everything that you've done to make this possible. And thank you to all the poets who shared your truth with us today. Okay, so now I'm gonna announce the results. Australia, 75.4 points. Korea, 76.6 points. So close. USA, 81.4. So it was worth a long trip. So here I want to come up. I don't know who's going to present. You're going to receive the trophy. You guys want to come up here, somebody? So hopefully we can meet next year and the trophy will pass to the next year's winner. Congratulations, Marble Hill.